I got a text on Monday from Grant yesterday. Could you please try to get a reporter to give us an update on the Fox River landfill cleanup? As a previous volunteer for the cleanup, there are many of us that would love to know that all of our hard work was not done in vain. Thanks, Grant. Nice to hear from you. Yes, this is back in March, where flooding in the West Coast broke open an old landfill next to Fox River, a river near Fox Glacier, and spilled decades worth of rubbish into the river and across the coastline. Well, over the weekend, there was more bad weather in the area and saw townships on the west coast, including Franz Josef and Fox Glacier, cut off after washouts. It raised more concerns that the dump might give way and release rubbish back into the river. Joining me now, Westland District Mayor Bruce Smith. Hello there.
Good afternoon.
First of all, how are you getting on after the events of the last few days?
Going pretty well. Sun's out. We've had 2 days of fine weather, which we haven't had two in a row for quite some time. And spirits are lifting dramatically.
I must say, everyone sounded pretty chipper on Morning Report this morning when they talked to the tourists about spending an extra couple of days down there.
Yeah. Oh, and of course, at 2 o'clock, the convoy heads out from Franz Josef south, which means that any tourist who's caught there at the present time that doesn't want to fly out will be able to drive out. So that's a big relief for all of us.
Yeah, pleased to hear it. So you'll understand that people who were involved in that cleanup, that quite heartwarming, I've got to say, voluntary cleanup earlier in the year, are keen to know how things are going with the spill and the rubbish. What can you tell them?
The Western District Council authorised additional rock work to protect the old dump site from the Fox River, and it was completed about 3 weeks ago. It was nearly $400,000 worth. A brilliant job. And it's had no issues at all with the current floods, which were big floods. You've got to keep in mind that, and we are monitoring the situation downstream, because when you get a big flood like that, the trees and stuff that have been buried, it's quite possible they'll roll over and head down further. We're not sure, but we're monitoring it. But there's certainly no old dump site hasn't been compromised again, and we're very grateful for that.
Okay, so that's sort of the measures you took at the time to try and fix that rubbish in place. That's holding despite all the really heavy rain.
Yes, it is. Yeah, and it's been very expensive, and we are going through a process of we will be digging the old dump out and shifting it. But it'll be mid next year before that's done. But in the meantime, the rock protection that was done by Roscoe out of Reefton, brilliant job. 20 ton boulders he's moved. So we're pretty pleased.
How'd he move them?
He had a 90 ton excavator in there. And, that's probably the biggest machine we've seen on that site probably forever, actually.
Okay, so you're feeling pretty positive about that one. Are there other dumps in the area that are of concern?
Well, across the coast, across New Zealand, there are a number of dumps that could get compromised in weather. We've got one at Hannah's Clearing that we're monitoring. It's on the seacoast. That's the only one that's very much on the radar in Westland at the present time. Don't know about Buller or Grey, but certainly very much on the radar for us.
Yeah, okay. And in terms of the cleanup, can you still see the effects of that rubbish spill from earlier in the year, or is it all looking pretty good around the beach and coast?
No, it's the team that did the cleanup left it. They cleaned it up virtually 100%, and they did a wonderful job. The volunteers, the military, was the turning point for us, made a massive difference.
Fantastic. So you're feeling pretty chipper about the area? It's all going pretty well for you as you head into the summer season?
We get some roads open, it'll be great. You know, we've got the road across Mount Hercules was badly damaged, but there are NZTA have pulled out every possible stop. There's machinery all over the place, right across the mount. And we're hopeful that, in fact, NZTA are confident it'll be open before Christmas, which is great for us.
Is that new Paparoa track on your patch?
Yes, no, but just up the road, went to the opening a couple of Saturdays ago. It's amazing. Yeah. It's going to be, you know, you add that to the West Coast Wilderness Trail and the old ghost road up at in the Buller, and what a trifecta. Yeah, there'll be people will come, even now, we're getting a lot of overseas guests that are coming in simply to do the trails. And the Paparoa Trail is going to be, it's going to be stunning.
And how about the infrastructure down there? How's that all sort of holding up, apart from the stuff we've already discussed?
Infrastructure is always always a challenge, for especially when you've got a small ratepayer base. But we're feeling pretty comfortable. Our water, sewage systems, stormwater's all pretty going. Look, business as usual in many ways.
Do you put your hand up some of that new government money, infrastructure
funds? We have. Yeah. We often do it, and we've been very well treated over the last 3 years.
Good stuff.
We simply wouldn't have been able to. We've put new toilets in every town in Westland, and we simply wouldn't have been able to do it if it hadn't been for the Tourist Infrastructure Fund.
Good stuff. Pleased to hear it. Hey, Bruce Smith, Westland District Mayor. Glad you've got out of the difficulties of the last couple of days. Got some fine weather and looking forward to a summer season. Nice to chat to you.
Hey, thanks for your call.